I'll forward it to you, and then you can distribute it. Okay. Okay. Well, you want to have the survey tomorrow? Yeah. Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Sounds like I thought we did it, but... All right, 4:30. Let's get started. So, a couple things I wanted to bring up is with the police department in our secretarial position today, we did a screening. We had 24 applicants for that position. 24 people put in. We did whittle it down to 7 that will be interviewed, and all of them have potential. One of the things that we looked at is when I talked to the chief, he said one of the what would really help, because that is such a vital function, is that we look at moving that from a secretarial position to an office of administrator. So we have a plan in place on that, especially if we get one of these that are look like they could hit it out of the park and be ready to roll day one. So there's a plan in place to begin to transition to that, so that that position would turn into that, and we can have some long-term stability in that position. So they would be more of an office manager than than a secretary, so a little lesser paid position. So they would have more responsibilities, but they would also be paid in a manner that would hopefully allow them to stay long-term with the police department and become an integral part. So let you know that, you know, with all the kind of stuff that went on beginning of the week, that those items are being addressed, and they're being addressed the way that we can really put some stability into that position, so we don't end up where we are today. So that's probably right now my biggest thing. Do you have anything else from the chief?
Yes, Mayor. My mic.
The first one was checked on the JAG grant.
On what?
The JAG grant.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Service stated that this grant is not available for Carbon County or anyone else in Carbon County.
Okay.
Oh, that's a
bummer. Okay.
So I don't know what that means, but...
Well, that means we go back to the drawing board. We're going to continue looking at the USDA and see if we can find a way through some of the blockages that they put up. So we're continuing to look for other funding for police vehicles.
Would we know why? Is it the size of our...
I don't know. I'd have to go talk to CERTA. I'll have to follow up on that.
I'd be interested why.
I'm not sure who it was that he talked to directly over there, but he wanted me to pass that on. Also, just an update. So for March of 25, these are just some of the statistics he wanted us to share, but in 2025, we handled a total of, in just the month of March, mind you, that was 168 incidents, which now it was 903 incidents, which was an increase of the 35 between March 25 and March of 26, just for that month. Our average CAD incidents per day are about 29 incidents that we're handling. The total offenses codes would mean anytime we get an actual report and put something in it, there was an offense, so you could have multiple, like maybe on one incident, right, kind of a thing. There was a total of 927 of those. It's been hard for us lately to be as proactive, I think, as we used to be, but even in the midst of being a lot more reactive, we're still made a total of 152 traffic stops. 70 violations were documented. There were 54 citations issued. There was 84 traffic accidents, about 53 911 hangups, 120.
Is that 1 month?
Yeah, this is just for 1 month. 122 calls just for animal control or ordinance compliance. Investigations ended up with 75 reports, out of all of these reports that needed further investigating. So those are just some of the statistics. In the meantime, there was a couple of notes that I guess he wanted me to read that have been sent to him. I don't know that I like reading these.
You're good, read them.
Pops don't like, I don't know why he makes me read them. I'd rather him read them. But the first one just says, "Dear Price City Police Department, thank you for coming to our reading parade. You made it so much fun. The kids love seeing you and your patrol cars. Thank you so much for all that you do to make our lives better. Sincerely, the Castle Heights Knights." My dad was for their reading parade, and I want to say thank you. Did you show up? I'm trying to remember who.
They're walking around
was
the building.
Was it this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed this year.
Oh, okay. And then there was another one where, "Dear Price City Police Department, words cannot express our gratitude for your assistance at the recent death of our sister." I'll leave out the name. "You helped us navigate a shocking situation, which we were completely incapable of handling ourselves, and you did it with professionalism and sincere kindness. Thank you for going the extra mile to make certain we received the difficult news in person at our home in Provo. Thank you for all of your efforts to spare us the most immediate and difficult details of that night. Thank you for your invaluable help and recommendations for the mortuary service and the restoration skills were required. They've been wonderful to work with. We have certainly felt the thoughtfulness and the caring for others that seem to characterize the Price community." I think there was another one we have that says, "For people like you, dear Price City police officers, our mother," again, I'll leave the name out, "passed away a couple weeks ago, and I was brought to tears as we traveled through to our cemetery. At every intersection, there were police directing traffic for us to proceed to the cemetery. What an honor. With all you have to do to take the time to show respect, dignity, and honor to her and her family goes beyond the call of duty. Thank you so very much. Thank you for keeping the city and its citizens safe. I'm sure most don't even know or realize what goes on in order to provide that protection. I just wanted to let you know your efforts did not go unnoticed, and they are very much appreciated." I think that's a good reflection. We've had a lot of those, especially this month alone.
To your guys, how much we appreciate everything that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, the times that you have to respond to calls that probably just rip your heart out, the times that you go above and beyond the call of duty because you still are needed in a situation. So,
well,
pass that on. We do
yes, ma'am.
Acknowledge and we do care.
Yes, so, ma'am.
I know Sackett will love this, but can those be read in public at the meeting? So that people can hear what's
being said.
You know
how much it took for me to read that here?
I'll hold your hand, Sean.
I don't want to read it.
He needs to read it.
I think that shouldn't just be excluded to us. I think people should hear this stuff.
If you want to read them, Tina, in the old business.
Okay.
Get in front of them, and at the end of the meeting, feel free.
Okay. Why don't you get off that?
I don't know, but I'm loving it. Good job. Thank you.
Okay. I'll gladly do it.
You know, I think it does come a long way coming from council to show that, you know, that we, as the council, have the backs of the police officers. And, you know, we want them to understand that we do. And we are working hard to create a good partnership with you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Lisa, you want to go next?
Working on the budget. Budget and quarterlies and loan closings and URS, RES, trying to get that posted and fixed. So mostly budget.
Closed out one project.
Yeah, we did. So excited.
Got a final payment on it.
Yeah.
Another
one on the way, hopefully.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Closed out one, brought on three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to work on that.
Miles.
I have one question before.
Okay.
So on the long-term budget that you sent out to approve for the capital projects,
Yeah, capital projects.
Is that,
that's on tonight.
Yeah, is that set in stone, all of those numbers and all of those amounts per year?
No.
Or is that something we can move around yes. as we go?
Yes, and that doesn't mean all that's going to be funded.
Okay.
We have to see how everything comes together, and so that's...
The CIP is kind of a working document, mm-hmm. and it's an ongoing working document, so...
I figured it must be, but I...
Yeah.
I mean, I was picking through
things,
that.
Things
that
were on this year got moved 1 year, some things that were for 2 years out got moved 4 years out.
Right.
You know, and a few things that suddenly become critical.
So it is
an ongoing working document, but it is a guidance document that we don't want to... we want to make sure that we're following that because of the recommendations and that work was done over time of what's
right.
critical and what's not, so we don't want to get into where projects are jumping over other projects just because now suddenly somebody says, oh.
Yeah, it's a yeah. wish list, not a, this is what we need.
Or if it's not even on there at all, and then it jumps, projects have been on there for years and have finally made it, and then...
Or a grant comes through sooner or later.
Yeah, occasionally if we find funding for something that allows us to move something forward, it will happen. But, you know, just because suddenly we've got somebody who has a pet project, we really, that's gotten us in trouble in the past by moving things just because suddenly it becomes somebody's pet project.
Right,
so.
And that's what I mean, needs versus wants.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Miles?
So last Saturday, Easter weekend, like most of you got word of what happened. We had a pressure regulating valve fail us up in the north zone of our water. It caused 3 water leaks up in the north end of town. And our guys came out and responded to that. And I think we were able to put a summary of what happened on the Facebook page to help people understand why the water ran for a while before we shut it off. We couldn't shut it all the way off because it would have blown out more leaks in that zone. We tried to shut it all off at first, and so anyway, there's a detailed summary of what happened there on that Facebook page. But just on our guys, when they got done at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, they had found the fourth leak up on 1100 East, and so and that line up there is a concern. It's got really bad shape up there where it broke 2-3 times now, and we're looking at some options of trying to get that fixed sooner than later. Our own internal guys working on it. Instead of going in there and replacing a section of the band each time, they may go in and replace a section of pipe each time to get that section resolved faster. But anyway, we had some help from one employee from the parks and one from the streets that helped out help make the crew more able to get to 3 sites. It was a challenge, but they got it all done. Pull off the magic they do with water leaks. So it was, and no injuries, no occurred with all that dangerous work all night long. They did, so. On number 2, speaking of water, there's been residents raising concerns about the water supply for this year, what we're doing about water restrictions. We don't typically do water restrictions because people use more water than we do. We give them assigned 2 days a week, they overwater on those 2 days. So what we do on our traditional effort is put together a Water Wisely campaign. We're going to emphasize that and start advertising it more as water season comes on us. Water Wisely is just using the good practices, not watering during certain times of the day, using only water you need, not overwatering your yard, and being conservative with water in the house too. Just overall being mindful that we have a challenging year going into at this point. And that campaign has always been successful. In fact, the last when we had the tough years 3 or 4 years ago, we reduced usage by over 20%. Just by asking them to be careful, and it works really well. We don't want to be too careful.
Water in the evenings, water in the mornings.
Right.
Message out. Is that going out in like water?
It's on our website. We can probably need to put it on Facebook.
We can do a social media
campaign. For people to be able to see it.
Right. And they can see this. We have some suggestions.
They can see it, hear it.
We have good practices list we can put out of that early too. We can put out there so they can do sales individually to help. So we used to get a lot more calls about the other institutions like the college and school district overwatering and stuff too. We'll get those, we understand that.
College hasn't really watered a whole lot yet.
They've been more careful this year, yeah. So.
But then, you would think people would be wise enough to know that we're in a drought. I mean, they advertise them on television everywhere for the state of Utah, so hopefully they would.
Had one citizen come in that was very concerned, wondered why we weren't doing restrictions and we weren't doing our job, and tried to explain to him why we don't do restrictions, and didn't understand it very well, but we're not in dire straits right now, but we just need to be careful, so.
Aren't we one of, like, the lowest, what's the right word, like, rated water capita usage?
We are in the state, we are. Yeah, the state goals, and we're way below them already.
Carbon County is had one of the best results for water conservation in the whole state.
Encourage the public to keep that up, and we're going to try to campaign it better as we move into the system, the season, excuse me.
Who manages our Price City Facebook page? Who has access to it to be able to post things on there?
I do. I kind of supervise it. Scotty, okay. Scotty Draper is the one I send stuff to.
Scotty does. Okay.
And she is so good, going back to the water leaks. Mm-hmm.
Whoever posted that one, it was really good.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, we were communicating all through the night.
I had enough calls that I asked Terry asked to do a very intense step-by-step of why things happen.
Anytime something big like that happens, we need to. And I thought it was great. So that's, I was wondering who posted
that. And that's part of what, one of the things that we've tried to put in place is that we are going to be making sure that the public knows why are we doing what we do, you know, and what's coming, and, you know, as informed as we can make people.